Hi, this is Andrew Levy, and I'm talking to you as a potential subscriber and indeed a current user of our wage settlement survey. And I know there's quite a lot of confusion out there as to what this product is and what it is not. So I'd like to talk about that for a few moments just to help you either decide whether or not to subscribe or to get maximum benefit from our product. Now, the easiest place to start is to actually tell you what this is not. And there's a lot of confusion around this. It is not a salary survey in the sense that salary survey companies will attach their survey to a job evaluation scheme. They'll survey a lot of people and they will say, this is what your job is worth. We don't do that at all, simply because what your job is worth is A, function of the market, B, a function of collective bargaining, and many other things. And one can never be precise as to what a job is worth. By and large, it's worth what you, the employer, will pay and what you, the employee, will accept, or indeed your union. So what we rather do is we look at the labor market, and ours is a forecasting model. It doesn't say, here's a photograph, this is what the job should be paid. It simply says, what is happening to the level of wage settlements in this economy for staff, for unionized staff, and when you budget for your company by its size, by its location, by its union, by its sector, what are the numbers that you can realistically expect to have to pay? The ability to determine where the economic level of settlement is for your company is actually very precise. And we can usually get to within 0.02, 0.04 of a decimal point in terms of what the economic settlement is. So it's not going to say this is what you should pay, because of course your union may say, no, you should pay a lot more. And by and large, you will do. The union-non-union differential is very, very marked in South Africa. Rather, it says in assigning pay to that factor of production we call labor, how much can you realistically afford, how much can you realistically pay, and how does this stack up with the movements in the world outside? Because one of the most important factors that affects the level of wage settlement going forward is the factor we call comparability. So that's what we look at. How can you use it? Well, perhaps its predominant use is for budgeting, to be accurate and realistic, because the worst thing that can happen to you is you take a strike on a completely unrealistic estimate of where you will settle, and after 3 weeks or 4 weeks of lost production, and heaven knows what else, you're going to end up at a figure which you could have settled at anyway without a strike had you been more realistic. It will also help you benchmark your business to make sure that you are in line with people who occupy the same space as you, with people in the same region, and that you're not grossly out of step. So that's the first thing. The second thing, of which you'll find hopefully a great deal of value, is our analysis of industrial action, strike probability, which we break down by union, by region, by sector once again, and that will help you make the decision, do I fold or do I stick when you are in a negotiating situation with your union. We also generally report on all labor market developments, as well as giving a great deal of information in terms of what benefits and what additional demands unions are making, whether they are seeing them through, whether there's any weight behind them, or whether it's just something that's put on the table as a bargaining chip. So those are some of the things that our product will do for you. And in thinking about it, let me just say that its major use for you is as a predictive tool to give you accuracy and realistic assessments. And, you know, if you look at some of the company we keep, we're pretty proud of it. Our product goes to the South African Reserve Bank. It assists them in their economic planning. It goes to the International Labour Organization. It goes to bargaining councils, and it goes to multinationals, and so on and so forth. A question that's frequently asked, and frankly has no relevance at all, is how many people does your survey cover? Now, we're really interested in, is it going up? Is it going down? What is the slope of the curve? We're not trying to tell you that the wage is X, Y, Z, rands and cents down to the fourth decimal place. But in reality, the number, millions. Why? Because our survey includes data which we get from Stats SA, and which we process. They do not do so. They collect it, for which we're grateful, but we process it. They have too much on their plate. And so their survey is based on every person who is working in South Africa. So we can assure you, if that is one of your concerns, and I don't think it should be, you can rest assured on that one. So if you have any more questions as to what our product does, how it can help you, then may I suggest you contact myself, I'm Andrew Levy, or our research editor, Jackie Kelly. We'd both be delighted to assist you if we can. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.